Good morning. My name is Amy Marone with Sensorium Hypnosis. I'm a hypnotist, medium, and energy healer. And I am here on my podcast today, Healer Within, with client Amanda, who is kind enough to share some of her insights and experiences while attending sessions in my space. Amanda, good morning to you, and thank you so much for being here today.
I'm so happy to be. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So, Amanda, it is so helpful for our listeners and viewers to understand a little bit more about what inspires people like you to try
Yeah.
hypnosis.
Honestly, my ex-husband recommended it, and I was very, very skeptical in the beginning, but I was in a place where I was just stuck. I felt like I didn't know who I was or what I wanted. I was having relationship struggles with my daughter, and I needed to change something, and I didn't know how. So I did some Google reviews and found all of your glowing reviews and reached out, and here we are.
Oh, wonderful. Well, and Amanda, let me ask you, had you tried any mainstream modalities, talk therapy, counseling? Yeah, what can you share about that in terms of, your interpretation of the difference between that environment versus the work that you and I did together?
My experiences with talk therapy were always positive. I always felt like the therapists that I talked to were very invested in helping me, but I was still in a place where I felt like uncomfortable sharing. I felt like I wasn't sure how to connect the dots between my current behaviors and my past experiences. And afterwards, the session would always get productive, like 5 minutes before it was over. Like that's when I would finally open up and feel comfortable. And then time was up. And then I would go home and struggle or react or feel triggered in a moment. And it would still take me so long to figure out why. And afterwards, like hours afterwards, I'd be like, oh, this is why. But I could never get to it in a moment. And I never felt like I could understand or get there when the reaction was happening. I was having a really hard time connecting with myself. And years of talk therapy off and on, and I never felt like I made any real progress with myself and understanding why I do the things that I do.
So fast forward into some sessions here with hypnosis. What can you share with viewers about the techniques or the tools and how it began? How did you know you were getting better?
I left my first session with you overwhelmingly calm, like calm and peaceful in a way that I don't know if I can accurately describe or if I had really experienced before. And honestly, leaving that first session, I still felt kind of skeptical about everything. And I'm like, okay, if this is what I get out of this is already worth it to me because I just felt so at ease. I was calm in a way. Yeah, like I said, I can't describe it, but talking through things was always felt very easy and automatic with you. And the normal things, like I have tendencies towards anxiety and depression, and I've always felt angry in a way that I didn't understand. And since then, there have been things that have happened in my home and in my life that normally would have spiraled me into a depressive state or made me really, really angry in those moments. And it's just not happening anymore. And it's lingered in a way that I also didn't expect. I feel so at ease now. And yeah.
It's great. Amanda, can you share a little bit more detail about how this has improved or enhanced your relationship with your daughter?
Oh man, it's We're so close now. I mean, I've always felt very, very close to her, but I felt like we struggled to communicate with each other. She tended to be a little explosive, and I would respond with being explosive, even though I didn't mean to. And I would feel so much shame associated with that, that it would spin me out, and it would just, it was constant. I could never rein it in when I needed to. And now I don't feel angry or explosive even anymore. So when she has frustrating moments for herself, I'm able to be present with her and give her the space she needs to work through everything. And I don't feel like I need to feed that. I'm here to hold her space and keep her calm. And she's noticing it. And it's really wonderful. She's talking to me more about things that bother her, and I'm able to just listen instead of also like instead of always trying to fix everything for her. I'm able to just be there, and it has made so much difference, such a big difference in my relationship with her.
Oh, Amanda, that's so beautiful. Can you share a little bit about how this has improved or enhanced your relationship with your husband?
Oh, I know what bothers me in a moment. Instead of in the past, I would feel upset or angry and not really be able to identify why it was something was bothering me. And now I can directly and immediately connect it to moments in my past that have upset me. And it's helping me work through it much more quickly. And give him more grace in a moment, like recognizing that my reaction isn't because of something that is happening right now. It's because of an experience that I had in the past that really doesn't have anything to do with him. So I can articulate that very quickly, and we just move through issues that used to be really, really big that never really were. There were always small problems that got magnified by my reaction and then his reaction and just this feedback loop. Now things are worked through almost immediately, and it has made everything so much better in my home.
That's great. Great. So now we have, right, in hypnosis through this process, understanding root causes, right, and the trauma triggers, and over time, naturally and organically beginning to find your own solutions. Right. Rather than a therapist handing you a prescriptive formula,
Yeah,
right? Or over talking.
it's everything feels so automatic now, and in a way that I didn't expect. Like, so much time in talk therapy was trying to understand why and be able to get there in a moment, and it's so subconscious now. It just happens. Like, I understand why I'm upset. I'm able to pause and just work through it. And it is really healing for me because I used to really beat myself up about my reactions or not understanding why I felt the way I felt or did the things that I did. And I feel, just peaceful, automatic. Everything is so different now. I feel like a different person almost.
Wow. Amanda, have you noted? I know you're someone who really enjoys your work.
I
But
do.
have you noticed any shifts or changes in your work persona?
I feel like I'm approaching everything a lot more lightheartedly. Like, my work is still very important to me. I am it's so funny. I think about it all the time in like silly moments in traffic. I used to like not want to share the road necessarily. You know, you're stuck in traffic, you see somebody trying to weasel in, and you're like, no, it's my turn now. And now I'm just, go ahead, everything's fine, take your turn. Like, I feel like I'm more generous at work, at home, stuck in traffic. Like, it's little things that add up o overall, and it's really remarkable. Yeah, work has been, everything's a lot more upbeat at work. which is funny because it was pretty upbeat before. So now
Yeah,
it feels like it's amplified.
just when you think it can't get better, it
Right,
does.
right. Yeah, it really
That's
does.
amazing. Amanda, the extent to which other people in your inner or outer circle have noticed
Yeah.
some changes and shifts in you, can you speak a little bit more in depth about that?
I have always been a very guarded person, even with personal close relationships, and I feel like if there was a problem, I would handle it on my own. And after I solved the problem, I would be okay talking about the problem with my close friends and family. And I'm not doing that anymore. I am more open. I'm talking to people about issues that I'm having while I'm having them. I'm seeking advice and guidance in a way that I never did before. And it's helping me feel I'm developing these relationships that I've should have always had in the way that they should exist, you know, like I talk to my husband about problems. I call my brother up and I'm like, hey. And before he would always come to me with his problems and I would always be the listener. I feel like I'm getting more comfortable sharing, which is really new for me too. Yeah.
Beautiful. We're
I know.
entering the spiritual zone of, as I say, equal reciprocity,
Right.
right? Oftentimes when we're in trauma, we live a lot in our head. We go the worst case scenario. We assume we're a burden to other people. We're the fixer, helper, healer of all creatures surrounding us.
But not
However, we're
ourselves. Yeah.
afraid to ask for help. Or, at the risk of looking too needy, or maybe subconsciously fearing rejection, right? But something happens in this space through this self-healing process that allows us and empowers us to open our heart chakra and place it in the receive position,
Yeah.
right? Which over time really helps with anxiety, depression,
Yeah.
feeling stuck. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty amazing. And I appreciate you sharing that with our audience and our viewers. I love to know, were there any, and this may be a tough question, and you may have already answered it because your answers have been beautifully comprehensive, but are there any ways in which this work, this self-healing modality, helped you in ways that were unexpected?
Yeah, I'm sleeping better. I'm getting to sleep faster. I used to have a really big issue with racing thoughts as I was falling asleep. My diet has changed. The way I take care of myself has changed. And once again, it all feels very automatic. Like it wasn't uncommon for me to have a glass of wine or two with dinner, and I'm not interested in that anymore. It isn't that. Yeah, it's just all of any interest in alcoholic consumption is gone. I don't want anything to do with it anymore, which surprised me. I feel like exercising. I'm out taking walks and enjoying the sunshine. And when I used to sit on the couch after work and try to think of things to do, I would always feel stuck in a moment. And now, like I'm gonna go out for a walk. It's so automatic what I want to do to care for myself. Eating better, sleeping better, talking. Yeah, it's so surprising the little impacts that this has had that I didn't expect at all. It hasn't just impacted my relationships with other people. It's changed my relationship with myself and the way I take care of myself. And I didn't expect that at all. It's been great.
Right, wonderful. Adding more balance,
Yeah.
self-healing, self-love practices,
Yeah,
right? Because that's, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used to drink a bucket of coffee for breakfast, and that was my breakfast. And I eat breakfast now, and I feel better about, I have more energy. That's another thing. I feel energetic and vibrant and wanting to take care of things in the house. And I need to clean the car. The car is a mess. You know, silly little things that I would just let slide before and just sit on the couch. I'm not really sitting on the couch anymore.
It sounds like
Yeah.
you're fully awakened.
It's really, yeah, and the more it happens, the more inspired by it I am, I guess. Like, so it's just feeding on itself and building over time. I had sort of expected the afterglow of this experience to sort of start to fade a little bit. Like it's been what, a month since our last session
Yeah,
together?
it's about
And
right.
I just feel like it's building on itself. It's really remarkable. And I didn't expect that either.
It's amazing, right? Through this process, how we engage the intuitive mind, right? And the intuitive mind just completely 100% takes over, right? So you don't have to refer back to anything or journal or take notes or book a whole bunch of other sessions. People are kind of blown away, right? That we can get a lot done even in four consecutive weekly sessions. How would you venture a guess? I mean, is this when I tell people for the most part, right, the sweet spot is four consecutive weekly sessions. I mean, when I said that to you the first time, what do you remember any fleeting thoughts?
No way was my no
Right,
way. Like,
right, right. I mean, do you remember about how long you spent in talk therapy before,
oh,
feeling
years.
a little bit better?
I feeling better. It's having had this time with you compared to my talk therapy sessions. I don't know if I ever felt better. I was starting to understand some of my responses a little bit more, but none of my behavior directly changed. Nothing changed. So I don't want to diminish completely my previous experiences because there was value in them, but
Sure.
there was no real progress made.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I was still withholding and guarded
Sure.
and hyper aware of everything all the time, just vigilant. And I feel like I've been able to relax in a way, relax within myself and relax within my environment and just sort of let things happen in a way that I never did at in the years of talk therapy that I did.
Beautiful, beautiful, Amanda. What advice or insights can you offer other people out there who've been using talk therapy or other modalities and are experiencing much what you describe?
I mean, I don't want to completely discount talk therapy, but it's gets to be really frustrating. It gets to like, because you go into something like this because you want, it's a really courageous thing. You want to change. You are understanding that you have issues to work through. But it wasn't beneficial for me in the way that I needed it to be. And yeah, I don't want to say don't go to talk therapy because you like it, but there are, I feel like this specific modality worked so much better for me than the talk therapy modality did.
In terms of manifesting the deep level of changes that you could feel, that you could observe, so much so that other people were recognizing it. And in terms of creating long-term healing benefits over time. And that's beautiful, right? This is the goal of the work that I do in the realm of self-healing, is that after a while, the level of confidence a client has in being able to catch themselves in patterns and naturally and organically trust the process to hit the hard reset button and begin to experiment with new, more self-empowering ways to respond to the outer world triggers.
And yeah, it has changed the way that I approach everything. It has, I feel like this is who I am. Like I finally get to be me, you know, like my previous me was a very, very fearful person in a way that I didn't really recognize, you know, like so much fear was, fear of repeating experiences was holding me back. Fear of reliving past traumas was holding me back. And I didn't know how to step out of that. And talk therapy didn't really give me a way to a new path. It was a lot of talking about the past, but not talking about the present or where you want to go. And I feel like I've been able to move to a new chapter in the book of me. You know, like I'm not stuck reading those same pages over and over and over again. I'm working on writing the next part of my story. And it's been really incredible to get to know me in a way that I didn't really know me before.
And everything you're describing, Amanda, is, I mean, just kind of drives home the point that this isn't really a process of reinventing self.
No, not at
This
all.
is a process of rediscovering the most authentic version of Amanda.
Yeah, that's it. That's the a really eloquent way of putting it. Like I like this is who I always was. I just wasn't able to connect with her. I didn't know how to find her.
I always say to new and prospective clients, you know, my job here, my role here is more that of a coach or a guide in helping people find, right, their truth, their solutions. I'm essentially helping people dust off their souls to see, you know, who is Amanda beneath the trauma, beneath the old patterns, beneath the old scripts.
I feel like I was hiding her away and keeping her safe, like even from me. Like I like and now she's out enjoying the sunshine with me. It's wonderful.
Oh, Amanda, I thank you so wholeheartedly for sharing your experiences about this self-healing modality. Again, I want to encourage our audience and viewers to check out this video. And other video endorsements from clients who have been in this space on my website at sensoriumhypnosis.com. And I want to thank everyone, and especially Amanda, for sharing your amazing experiences here. You're an absolute angel and joy to work with. So I thank you. And I appreciate everyone who is listening to my podcast, Healer Within. And Amanda, have a beautiful day. And again, thank you so much for everything, all the
Anytime. Thank
beauty and the
you.
healing energy you infuse into your work and into your family and into the community. I appreciate you and I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You as well.
Okay, thank you.